From this spot, visitors often confuse the series of cascades on Haystack Creek directly in front of them for Birdwoman Falls. But Birdwoman Falls is actually the 492-foot drop across the valley between Mount Oberlin on the left and Mount Cannon on the right. Notice the broad U-shaped bowl above the waterfall, and then look down to the valley to the right and notice the same broad U-shape. Both features are the results of glaciers. Ice Age glaciers that flowed down the valleys here ground and carved the landscape. The Lake McDonald Valley shows the familiar rounded bottom of a valley that was created by a glacier. Ice, up to 3,000 feet thick, filled this area as recently as 12,000 years ago. Smaller glaciers, tucked high into the mountains, ground away and created bowl-like depressions called cirques and hanging valleys like you see immediately above Birdwoman Falls. A hanging valley is created when one of the smaller glaciers meets one of the larger valley glaciers. It can't carve as quickly as its massive cousin, and so creates a smaller hanging valley up on the mountain. Look for these features throughout the park. Often, since they generally end in a cliff, hanging valleys have impressive waterfalls pouring out of them. Birdwoman Falls was once fed by an active glacier in the cirque above, but today there is merely a snowfield to feed the waterfall. In especially dry years, Birdwoman Falls dries up by fall.